Now, it's not just the continent's celebrated artists and musicians that we like to tell you about on Network Africa. We've also promised to introduce you to the new faces in the art scene, and that includes in the literary world. Today, it's time to meet Wame Molefe, a writer from Botswana. In a moment, she'll read an excerpt from her short story entitled Who Do You Tell? But first, our arts reporter, Kathleen Fellows, asked Wame to say a little about herself.
I'm a single mother of two. I have a full-time job. I work in a water company at home, but my passion really is writing. Because of two children and all the other responsibilities, the only time that I really get to write is in the wee hours of the morning, so I've made it a practice to write at about 12 to 2 every day. If all I did was write, then I think that that would give me so much satisfaction. It gives me pleasure. That is why I do it. And I think writing, because I don't have to go anywhere to do it. I can do it on my own. I can do it anytime, basically. Then that is why it appeals.
How did you begin?
I think I began by reading, which is what most writers would say. I think I've always read. I've always written stuff. I've always scribbled things down. But it was only late last year that I decided to enter a competition and actually share my work with other people. And that's when I thought, well, maybe there's something to it.
And how's that been? Was it nerve-wracking to first present your private writing to other people?
I really didn't know what to expect then. There was really no room for disappointment. So when I heard that I had won, it was just the most wonderful feeling.
Tell me something about the kinds of stories you write. What subjects get you going?
All of the stories that I've written to date have dealt with issues about women. And a lot of the things that go on at home, many of the things perhaps are, I don't know, not spoken of, or rather spoken of in hushed tones. So I think I like to challenge people and write about things that I think are thrilling, if I can put it like that.
Well, the story that we're going to hear falls into that category, I would say. How did that come about?
The name of the story is Who Do You Tell? So really it was born of the whole idea of secrets and how keeping secrets can cause you all kind of pain. It also deals with issues of infidelity, and in this case, it's the woman who's being unfaithful. It is something that actually happened, something that I had observed, and I think I was very close to some of the people involved. So in this instance, it became my secret as well. So that is how the story came about.
Your heroine is sympathetic, I find, anyway, and yet she's doing something which people might condemn. Did you want to challenge people? I mean, was that part of your thinking, or didn't that really come into it?
No, it didn't. I try very hard not to pass judgment or to make any sort of statements about whether I think what she's doing is good or bad. That is not for me to do, and that is for the reader to decide. But I think the hypocrisy that exists in our society also, you know, we'll say one thing and do the total opposite. So really, at the end of the day, it's up to the reader to decide what they think of the woman. It was still dark outside when I left my home. My husband and children were still dozing. The date of the rendezvous had been chosen many nights before, and as always, we had sat face to face to finalize the details. He insisted on discretion, complete discretion. Reputations were always at stake, he said. I reversed my car out of the driveway and onto the main road. The world had just begun to stir as I arrived at my destination. A surreptitious glance in the rearview mirror confirmed his presence. He was waiting for me as usual. He always arrived before me. He was always on time. I, too, was always on time. I stepped into room 215 at exactly 6 o'clock. He kissed my forehead, my neck, and whispered into my ear. I smiled. He opened the door just a little, glanced outside, pushed it wider to let me through. I strode purposefully towards my car. I didn't look back. I looked at my watch. It was a present from my husband. It was 11 o'clock. There was ample time to do the shopping and to cook for my family. I headed straight from car to kitchen, my arms aching under the wake of ingredients destined to create gastronomic delights for the family, an act of contrition for my errant ways. I was in the kitchen, deep in thought, reliving and savoring every minute of the morning as I weighed out the marble cake ingredients. I only raised my eyes from the mixing bowl when I thought I heard someone say your name. I looked up at the television screen. Your face looked back at me. What was that woman saying? Did she say killed? Why were these children making so much noise? The headlines came on again. Killed? killed. My husband changed the channel. Why did he do that? Did he know? But how could he know? We had been so careful. I close the door and feel my legs giving way under me. I cling to the kitchen table. How? When? I cream the caster sugar and butter mixture with renewed vigor. Separate the eggs, add the yolks to the cocoa mix, sift the flour, fold a spoonful in a little at a time. Whip the whites, fold the whites in a little at a time, a capful of vanilla. I must finish making the cake, then I can think. The marble cake is baked to perfection, a perfect ending to a perfect meal. But I do not eat. I cannot eat. No one notices. An unseen drummer begins to tap lightly behind my eyes, gently, quietly at first. Within a few minutes, the drumming reaches a crescendo. My head feels like it will explode. I can maintain the facade no longer. I must lie down now. I have been bedridden for 3 days and 2 nights now. Over and over again, he asks why I do not see a doctor. I will be fine in a few days. It is probably just the flu. The all-consuming, heart-wrenching grief that threatens to consume me is thus christened the flu. Night 4, day 3. It is the second time this week I have crept out of my home before sunup. I enter the gate to your home at dawn. The sky is overcast. The blackness of morning encompasses the household. It enfolds me. A hand extends a funeral program to me. I take it. It has your picture in front. But you're in graduation garb, unsmiling. Yet you smiled all the time when we were together. I walk slowly forward, following in the prints of a girl teetering ahead of me on heels such as I have never seen. We walk straight towards and then around the casket. I reach your head. I look once. I'm sure you're smiling at me. I look again, long and hard this time. I want to touch your lips. I want to open your eyes and trace your eyebrows with my finger the way I always did when we were alone. I want to kiss your fingers one by one. But I keep walking.
Part of a short story called Who Do You Tell? Read by the author Wame Molefe from Botswana.